Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. We are back in our Keene, New Hampshire studio doing a live show again for the first time in about a week. So if you've been itching to call in because our crew has been on a beautiful Rogers campground for the last couple of weeks, now's your chance. Tonight is your chance. It is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. And the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Nikki.
And Bonnie will be joining us in a little bit. She's been feeling a little under the weather today, but I think she's up for hosting the show with us. But Nikki, you just got back.
I did, yeah.
To town after 2 weeks, as I mentioned, the beautiful Rogers campground. Any reflections on the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the following Pork Fest?
Yeah, I had a wonderful time at both Pork and Fork Fest.
I heard you led some yoga classes.
Yep. Yeah, so I do yoga classes every day at 11, typically. Wow. At I do that at Pork Fest, and I also do that at the Light and Liberty Festival that
Which
we have
is coming up.
Yep, out there at Rogers. It's August 7th through the 14th.
Cool.
So usually my time slot is 11 a.m. yoga. That was really fun. I had great turnout. There was 30 plus people at every class, so it was really awesome.
That's amazing.
And then
was that your biggest year for turnout?
Yeah, you know, last year we had big crowds as well, but I think this was a little bit more consistent. Mm. Last year it was kind of like some days we'd have like 10, some days we'd have 30, but this was pretty consistently like 25 to 30 people every time, so that was awesome.
Is it like beginner level stuff?
Yeah, I do beginner level. I try to read the room, so to speak, and see like who's there, and so I can conduct a class that's fun and helpful for everybody. So, like, for example, one day a pregnant woman came to my class, and I knew she was pregnant. So I'm not going to do, like, planks and a lot of more core strength stuff because, obviously, pregnant women don't have core strength.
Right.
So, yeah, I tried to read the room and make a class that's good for everybody.
Cool.
And then I also did a birth freedom talk with the midwife that I collaborate with, Renee LaPointe. So that was a really big hit as well. We had a big turnout for that, and that was really awesome.
Was that like on a stage somewhere or a tent?
No,
or?
It was at the Spiritual Village site. Oh, cool. So that's where most of my events were held, at the Spiritual Village site.
That's one of the things I think they really got right with the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Having only been there one day, unfortunately, I couldn't go a lot due to my restrictions, thanks to the federal government in a Crypto 6 case. But they've sort of decentralized the event. So there is still the main stage, and there's still like a curriculum there and people speaking. But there's also all of these, what they call hubs. So whether they be about Bitcoin or about, I don't know, what, like you said, you know, this sort of place for moms to go to, or whatever the theme might be, there's a bunch of different things all happening simultaneously. So
and you know what else I noticed about Porkfest this year? This was almost a record high. I think it was confirmed that this was a record high of children
I heard about
in
that.
Attendance.
600
so,
was what
yeah,
I heard.
So there's a ton of families at Porkfest now. So the dynamic has definitely changed. Into more of, I would say more of a family-friendly event. There's more events for children.
I heard there were
children.
Also naked people.
Yes, so there has been a lot of drama in some of the Porkfest chats because Porkfest is technically a clothing optional event. It actually does say it there.
Does it really?
When you purchase the tickets, I believe.
Oh, wow.
So somebody...
It's not like they didn't know.
Well, people don't
people
read that.
Mad.
People don't read that sort of stuff. So, there was a little bit of drama that people were offended.
This is the problem with libertarians pandering to the right, in my opinion.
Yes.
And I don't think they should pander to the left either. I mean, I think we should just be freedom-minded, liberty-loving people. But pandering to the right, even though they seem like they're your buddies when it comes to gun rights or when it comes to not wearing a mask or whatever, we do have things we agree with them on, obviously. But then they show up at your party and they try to, ruin the fun by complaining because somebody's naked.
Yeah, and people's rights don't end where other people's discomforts begin.
Mm-hmm.
So someone being naked isn't inherently sexual. It no. isn't really what I took from that is that people should be having these conversations with their children. I mean, if you have a 2-year-old, when you get them dressed in the morning, the first thing they do is strip. You know, it's hard to keep a diaper on babies. Mm-hmm. So kids are...
The natural state.
It's the natural state. So kids don't really think much of it. They wouldn't bat an eye until there's an adult that tells them, no, this is wrong. This is dirty. You have to watch out for those people. Yeah. They're going to hurt you. And so on and so forth. So,
which is ridiculous. I mean,
it is ridiculous.
The one day I was there, Bonnie and I were down. We were being interviewed for the Free State documentary that they're putting together, which looks great. But anyway, we were all the way out at the end of the park, like all the way down where there's this gazebo, and it's just a beautiful view of the mountains, the White Mountains in New Hampshire. And there's all these kids like running around, chasing each other around, like a mob of kids running around. And then there's maybe 5 or 6 people that were all the way down that field. They were just like playing frisbee or something, completely naked.
Yeah.
And we were walking towards that direction. Bonnie's like, I don't want to go by them. I said, actually, I want to go by just to see what's going on down there. And it was just some guys playing frisbee, and that's all that was happening. I just don't understand why people are so upset about it.
It's just a cultural thing. We're kind of ingrained to think that nudity is inherently sexual. You're not allowed to be naked unless you're showering or having sex. And those are like, or at the doctor's office. You know, like, those are the only times you're allowed to be naked or else it's bad.
Is that an American thing? I mean, because you certainly see a lot about, like, people being naked in the streets of Europe. That's sort of like this classic thing.
Yeah, more of a European thing, I think, like... Nude beaches are a little bit more European. I think, there's a lot of body shaming in the American culture, and I think that might be, it's kind of like leftover Puritan beliefs.
Yeah, I think so. So apparently there's some people that are making a stir about this, and I hope that the Free State Project or whoever it is that's organizing the Porcupine Freedom Festival for next year, which, by the way, the tickets are already on sale for that at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.
I already got mine.
I got mine already as well. I hope that they don't do anything about these people that are being all upset.
I know there was some talk about maybe keeping them to their own quarters, but
it's never enough for them.
I don't like that solution because then it's like, okay, you could make these same arguments about open carrying a handgun. You know, that's legal in New Hampshire. It's generally in libertarian circles, socially acceptable, but you might have some leftists coming could be upset about it, and then are we going to say, oh, you can only have a gun in these certain areas?
It doesn't make sense.
So just because these ultra-conservative people that are coming to this event don't like nudity, you can't just put all the naked people, like, oh, you have to stay on your site. So
is that what the proposal is? Is that new people would have to stay where they are?
Some people were saying that. I don't think the Pork Fest organizers were proposing that. I think there was just talk. Like, people wanted to find a compromise. And I think the compromise, I don't think there should be a compromise.
No.
I think it's fine the way it is. And I think people just need to learn to have those conversations with those children. And maybe they need to do some self-reflection. Why do I think this naked person's body is wrong?
Yeah. If you want to weigh in on this, the number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's one of those topics that has kind of come up over and over again over the years at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And it's like, I totally agree with you. Just, you should be able to talk to your kids about this particular issue. And I think that's part of what makes these parents so uncomfortable is it's in their face, quote unquote, because, you know, it's obviously happening. And their kids are clearly going to ask a question about it because it's unusual. And that means that parent has to address something that makes them personally likely very uncomfortable, even though it's a relatively simple thing to explain. It's like, oh, yeah, those are naked people. Let's go get some lunch.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
Again, if you want to join the show, you can. There's a lot to talk about tonight. We're here on, by the way, Independence Eve. Tomorrow, of course, is...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep, Independence Day. And there's something in the news about a new survey by Gallup showing a record low percentage of Americans consider themselves, quote-unquote, extremely proud to be American. It's still too high, in my opinion. We'll give you the number coming up here, but it is a record low, so we'll share that with you, and you're welcome to join us at 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about people being naked as some sort of a controversial act, you're welcome to weigh in on that. The number is 603-283-6160. We are back here in our Keene, New Hampshire studios, and the phones are open, as they always are. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live continues.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind here, the live Sunday edition of the show. It's 603-283-6160. That is our number, allowing you to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind here tonight. We've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Nikki.
So, let's see. We were talking, or about to get into a story about a Gallup survey showing a record low number of Americans are, quote-unquote, extremely proud. We'll tell you what that number is coming up here. But I want you to know about an upcoming event. It's a couple months down the road, a few months down the road, October 21st through the 23rd. But it's going to be here before you know it. And it is happening in Prague. It's the Free Cities Foundation's annual conference called Liberty in Our Lifetime. They will be showcasing autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The conference theme is Parallel Structures for Progress. You can go to their website, lifetimeliberty.com, and use code FTL20 to save 20% on what is already an early bird discount on tickets. So you can add that 20, knock that 20% off by going and using code FTL20 at lifetimeliberty.com. They do a Twitter handle if you care to follow their event. It's at Liberty IOL. And don't forget to get your tickets sooner rather than later. It's October 21st through the 23rd in Prague. Our very own Mark Edge is going to be speaking at the event. Code FTL20 at lifetimeliberty.com, and hopefully you will be able to make it to that event. So we're going to jump in here to this story from Gallup. The number is still way too high, in my opinion. At 38% of Americans consider themselves, quote-unquote, extremely proud, unquote, to be American.
That's probably what I would guess.
Honestly, I would think it would be higher because it seems like more than 38% of Americans are Christian conservatives. And they all are extremely proud to be American.
America.
Yeah.
Well, there's also another category of Americans who are, quote, very proud, and there's 27% of Americans who are very proud. So,
what's really the difference between very and extremely?
And I think a lot of those, like, conservative people are now not proud to be American just because Biden.
Yeah, and I don't know. They've got to break this down. Yeah, they do. They do break this down between Republicans and Democrats. But it is still worth pointing out that the 38% is a record low, and it does show the last 20 years of Gallup they've been asking this question. Those who are extremely / very proud, so both categories, is now 65%. So still a super majority of Americans are either extremely or very proud to be American. But that's down from what it was in 2004, which was 90%. So a pretty big drop since that time. And then
that was, you know, after 9/11 and everybody was like, we got to rally together against the Muslims.
Yeah, that's true. It looks like it kind of went down into the like 80% range for most of the aughts, going up, peaking at 85% in about 2013. And it's just been going down ever since then. According to the study, again, by Gallup, they did talk to Republicans, independents, and Democrats, and looking at those who are, quote-unquote, extremely proud, it is mostly Republicans at 58% of Republicans. So even though Democrats in the Oval Office, 58% of Republicans are saying they are extremely proud, whereas Democrats, only 26%.
Not to be nitpicky, but I think it's kind of interesting. I looked up before what exactly is a supermajority,
mm-hmm.
and the definition is a majority is anything more than 50.
Correct.
But a supermajority is usually considered between 67 and 90.
All right.
And so it's not even a supermajority.
So, yeah, 65%,
maybe by a point. Not quite. Yeah, but.
So, you know, I just thought those were interesting numbers, especially given that it is, you know, Independence Eve here tonight. And presumably people in the United States are celebrating what it means to be American, even though many of them refer to the holiday as the 4th of July, which, of course, is not the actual name of the holiday. It's Independence Day.
Isn't it just America's birthday?
Right. It's just a get-drunk fireworks day.
Yeah.
It's just a day that America was really cool that day or something like that. That's basically what people think.
Yeah, that is kind of what it has turned into, excuse to drink and to barbecue. And that makes sense because Americans don't really value independence. If there was any doubt about that, all we have to do is look back at the last couple of years under the COVID empire, and we can see pretty clearly that most Americans are totally happy being told what to do.
I think I just was going to say, I don't think a lot of people really understand that the 4th of July was a day we seceded. They probably don't really know that that's what independence means. And I thought about that today because I shared on my Instagram a Libertarian Party, so it's LP National, posted this. It says, it's a tweet, but I shared a picture of it on my Instagram. This weekend, you'll be told 4th of July celebrates the establishment of national government. In reality, it commemorates secession and promotes the idea that free people can alter, abolish, or withdraw from political arrangements at will. 1776 was the first hashtag national divorce.
Mm.
And my friend, who's very intelligent, not like a complete idiot, texted me and said, I'm not understanding that last part. Could you explain it to me like I'm five?
The part about national divorce?
Yeah. I think it just kind of is something that is so not associated with 4th of July.
Yeah.
People don't understand that we literally seceded that day.
That's a great point.
I'd be interested to see the stats on how many Americans think that America is free. Because we hear that all the time, especially from the right.
Do we still hear it, though?
I still hear it sometimes. Not as much, but, oh, this is the land of the free, home of the brave.
We used to have people call and say those things, but I don't hear that
anymore.
You know what they say the most is, it's the best country, at least.
They do still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we're not free, but we're the best country. We're the most free or something.
I'm sorry to say to those people that we're not even the most free country. I mean, as far as economic freedom, personal freedom, there's different studies out there that are being done on a yearly basis. And the United States, in some of them, isn't even in the top 10.
Wow.
So it's not looking so good. But still, most Americans here, a large chunk of them, are either extremely or very proud to be American. And if you want to weigh in your thoughts on your so-called American pride, you're welcome to. The number 603-283-6160. There was a story that the guys were talking about on the air yesterday from the New York Times, a headline kind of feature-level story about the idea of national divorce, about people migrating from one place to another because of Supreme Court decisions, or, you know, they just feel like there's people that are more like them in whatever states we're talking about, whether it be California or Texas. We are seeing that migration happening, and whether that is going to lead to a quote-unquote civil war or a national divorce, it certainly seems more likely. It seems more possible now, even though some people still haven't heard the terminology yet. It's definitely on a lot of people's minds, and the more we can promote that concept, the more I think we'll all be better off in the long run. So if you want to weigh in, you can join us here at 603-283-6160. Coming up, I mentioned the pandemic, quote-unquote, and the restrictions, and Nikki, I know you've got a story about babies, very, very young children.
Yes.
And something that has happened to them as a result of maybe being kept indoors, kept away from other humans. It's, of course, we predicted, not good. We'll explain how coming up here in moments. And you can join us as well here on Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Holiday travelers are dealing with more flight delays and cancellations just ahead of the 4th of July. FlightAware saying just over 1,600 flights have been delayed in the United States and more than 200 have been canceled. This frustrated passenger sharing her flight horror story with CNN.
I did get an updated email about 30 minutes after the cancellation, and that has me going from New York to Boston, arrive in Boston at midnight, and then sleep around in Boston until 8 a.m., and then get to New Orleans tomorrow at 10:45 a.m., so a full 24 hours, because I should have been leaving here at 10:30.
Final preparations are being made for the 46th annual Macy's 4th of July fireworks display in New York City. This is USA Radio News. Hot dog eating champion Joey Chestnut will defend his title on the 4th of July. The 14-time winner of Nathan's hot dog eating contest will be on crutches when he returns to New York's Coney Island Monday because of a ruptured tendon in his right leg. Chestnut will attempt to break his own world record from last year, which saw him eat 76 hot dogs with buns in just 10 minutes. A Trump administration immigration program known as Remain in Mexico is now able to be phased out by the Biden administration following a recent Supreme Court decision. Florida Republican Congressman Kat Kamick tells Fox News that this decision will place more illegal immigrants at risk of abuse from cartels near the border.
No one gets across that border without paying the cartels. And so when you see the women who have been raped, the children who have been abused, that is inhumane and cruel.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Live Sunday show. Phones open if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. We got a record low number of Americans that are so-called extremely proud to be American. If you want to comment on that, you can bring that up. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Coming up, since you're into yoga, did you hear about the Yoga Barbie controversy?
No, I did not.
We got to get into this. I've been holding on to this one for a few weeks now, just figuring I'd wait until I was on a show with you.
Awesome.
So that's on the way here. The Christians are mad.
I'm sure they are.
But here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
We touched on the idea of the so-called pandemic and the various different restrictions, the crackdowns. Americans, of course, did whatever it was that they were told. And there's been some serious fallout from that because, well, obediently staying in your home made people weaker, right? Like, not only physically because they were sitting around getting fat, you know, on the couch rather than using that time to actually exercise or whatever, but also because they weren't around other human beings, and so that makes their immune systems weaker than normal, especially very small children. And Nikki, that I suspect is what you're going to tell us tonight, right?
Yes, yeah, definitely. So pandemic babies with no immunity are ending up in intensive care across Australia with respiratory illnesses. And I always like to watch what Australia is doing, especially in regards to the pandemic.
Because they were one of the worst places.
Yeah, so there's that, but they're also 6 months ahead of us because our seasons are reversed.
Right.
So they're having the, you know, winter.
It's winter time there, yeah.
Yeah, so if it's kind of a nice reflection to see what's up for us as far as, you know, regulations and things go. And I know Australia's always been far worse because I think people in America at least won't put up with that level of tyranny as much, or maybe the government isn't able to implement those things. But I know in Australia it was pretty bad, and so that's why I'm also thinking that these children might have even worse immunity because they just haven't been exposed to anything. So children are presenting with co-infections with COVID and other respiratory illnesses, which previously isn't really something we were seeing before. Typically, they kind of just like cycle through one thing at a time. But even in America, we've been seeing children getting multiple illnesses at once just due to their tanked immune systems.
Well, I just saw something today. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it showed the numbers of people in between the ages of 12 and 24. So there's some kids in there that have myocarditis in the year 2021 compared to 2020 and 2019. And in like 2019 and 2021 or 2020, it was like single digits. And then it went over 2,000.
Well, it's crazy to me that people aren't putting this together. There are still so many people, even doctors, that are advocating for this vaccine. And it's just, it's so clear to me, at least, what is going on here. This isn't a normal occurrence. It's not normal for little kids to have heart attacks and myocarditis. And it's not normal for perfectly healthy young adults to just drop dead.
No.
And the coroner has no clue why. These things aren't normal. And it's not a coincidence that it happened right after the vaccine was released.
Mm-mm.
That's just not a coincidence.
Well, everybody that is remotely questioning or just not completely compliant with whatever the authorities tell them to say got kicked out of the medical establishment last year.
So the article goes on to say, doctors have revealed children born during the COVID-19 pandemic are requiring intensive care from encountering viruses they haven't come across before, such as influenza, RSV, and COVID, which the flu and RSV are very normal things.
What's
that
RSV?
Children get. I'm blanking on the full name of it.
Is it
respiratory syncytial virus?
Oh, okay.
Something like that. But it's a common one that kids get. And, you know, this is how we build up our immune systems. Mm-hmm. We build them up by getting sick. And it's a very normal thing for kids to, you know, always get sick. But it's not normal.
They don't have to go to the hospital usually.
Yeah, they usually don't have to go to the hospital unless they have, you know, like cancer or some immune system, debilitation that's making them unable to build up their immune system to be able to fight these things off. And to end up in intensive care, I mean, that does not normally happen just from getting the flu or RSV.
Even when kids get, like, pneumonia, they usually have to, they might have to stay at the hospital a little bit, but not be in intensive care.
So this article is suspecting that the children had been born and raised when there were virtually no other viruses circulating in Australia other than COVID-19. So they weren't able to build up immunities to those other things.
Because, like, normally they'd be out playing with other kids or at play groups or whatever, and they'll encounter various different strains of things, and for better or for worse, usually better, they'll beat those things.
Well, right? We always hear, oh, the kids that played outside in the dirt, those are the ones with the good immune systems. And there is truth to that. The kids that are sheltered inside in bubbles are normally going to get really sick as adults because they didn't have that very important opportunity when they were small children to build up their immune system.
Right.
Yeah, like nobody died where my ex-husband is from in Mexico. And I remember one time he showed me this video of his little nephew picking up a lollipop off the ground and eating it. And everybody was laughing in the room. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, you know, I acted like it was gross. And he was just like, Bonnie, this is why Mexicans are more resilient than you Americans. And,
it's probably true.
It's probably true, honestly.
So the Children's Hospital in Westmead infectious diseases pediatrician Dr. Philip Britton said an analysis of ICU admissions across, I'm assuming there's a word missing, but I'm assuming they mean across Australia, shows babies are testing positive for influenza and COVID at the same time.
Hmm.
Over the last month or so, we have seen four times the admissions to hospital for flu in children as for COVID.
Wow.
Dr. Britton told the Daily Telegraph.
Four times is a lot. That's not some statistically insignificant number. That's huge.
That's a lot, yeah. Yeah. Dr. Britton said 5% of the children presenting with co-infections were being admitted to the ICU, a statistic he described as very concerning. About half of the children had no pre-existing health conditions, with the elevated number of admissions putting pressure on the hospital system.
Mm.
Some of these pandemic babies are presenting with inflammation of the chest, brain, and heart caused by influenza, COVID, and RSV, which is also not normal for them to have inflammation of the chest, brain, and heart. That sounds very dramatic.
Yeah.
Especially if it's sending them to the intensive care unit.
Yikes.
Interesting that the guy even admitted that it's, you know, it's a bad thing that, you know, it's
abnormal.
Abnormal, yeah. Mm-hmm. He said something like that.
So, and the article just goes on to say that severe cases can kill babies and toddlers because they have tiny airways and they're not fully developed and formed and they can struggle to breathe and cope with the infection. So that's why RSV, it circulates among adults as well, but we typically don't get as sick. It's really, really for babies and toddlers, it can be really serious. So I can only imagine when they're getting that plus COVID or plus the flu or whatever else because they haven't gotten a chance to build their immune systems. So I just think this is really sad, and I think
it could have been totally preventable.
Yeah, if people were just normal and went outside and didn't lock. I mean, the Australian government locked people in their houses and was threatening them, and were super tyrannical, and now we have children dying and winding up in the ICU because their parents weren't allowed to bring them outside and give them a good immune system.
Right. And then in the United States, and I imagine this is happening in Australia as well, now they've just approved the vaccines, if I recall correctly, for children under the age of 5 and I believe over 6 months. That's the latest thing now.
I mean, I just think it's ridiculous because from what I'm seeing in my life, just with my observations, people that are vaccinated appear to have worse immune systems now. They appear to be getting COVID more than people that are unvaccinated, as well as other things. I'm just seeing them being sicker than most of my unvaccinated. I'd say I'd probably see like 50-50 vaccinated and unvaccinated people, and definitely vaccinated people appear to be sicker nowadays.
I haven't been actually sick since 2020 until our own Mark Edge came here and got sick immediately because he's vaccinated and got me and Ian sick with his super bug.
Yeah, luckily it was during the Porkfest week, so we didn't have to be on the air for most of it.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it is Free Talk Live, a live Sunday show. And the phones are open if you want to join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
Join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. If you want to support what we do, you can join the Free Talk Live Amps Patreon, as JCOM3030 has done, who did it at a pretty epic level. He's a diamond level supporter, so thank you, JCOM3030. Definitely appreciate it. You can join as he did, or do our normal amount, which is $5 a month. You can do that over at amps.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to our Patreon. That's amps.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, I believe, is this Jerome?
Yes, sir.
You're on the air, Jerome, calling from South Carolina. Welcome.
Yeah, I just called because I've been watching the news today, and there's another doggone police shooting, man, and it's just awful.
There's another what?
Police shooting?
Another police shooting.
Oh, God. What happened this time?
The guy's 25 years old. He shot him like 60-something times.
What?
Might be more than that.
That's terrible.
25 years old, man.
What was it over, do you know?
He was running. They pulled him over for...
they shot him in the back?
Oh, they shot him, period.
But you said he was running, so they shot him from behind?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they shot him all... It was like... They said there's like 60 shell casings on the ground.
Wow. Wow.
I think I did see this headline. What are the... what are they alleging in this case?
Well, it was a traffic stop.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're saying that he fired a shot out his window as he was driving away. Yet when they found the gun, he had a gun, but it was on the passenger seat. Well, not the passenger seat. It was in the car. And the clip was outside, wasn't in the gun.
Hmm. You know, wow.
So 67 cases, might be more shots they fired than that. They said one policeman that they knew of emptied his gun, shooting at him, and then... Lord, it started shooting again.
What would be the point of that?
Why? I mean, he's obviously stopped at that point that you've just emptied an entire gun.
It was just, I mean, this is like an execution. This is like murder. Yeah.
It is murder.
And his family said he didn't even have a police record. You know, he hadn't in any trouble or anything.
Mm.
It's so sad. And I can't imagine shooting someone that's actively running away. They're not a threat, even if he did have a gun. Who cares? He's running away from you.
Compare and contrast, when you had the execution style murdering in Copenhagen today, guy killed seven people and they arrested him. They never fired a shot. I don't know if they fired a shot at him or not, but he got arrested.
Yeah, where was that? He said Copenhagen. The police in the United States tend to be the most violent of all the Western nations. I forget if it was Iceland or something like that, where they basically never had a police shooting. And if you look by per capita, obviously it's a much smaller country, but per capita-wise, the U.S. just blows away, so to speak, of the rest of the competition out there. I do have a story here, Jerome. Thank you for calling in and sharing this with us. I appreciate hearing from you. This coming from the Houston Chronicle, unarmed black man, 25-year-old, shot and killed by police in Ohio. This is Akron, Ohio. He was unarmed when Akron police chased him on foot and killed him in a hail of gunfire. But officers believed he had shot at them earlier from a vehicle and feared that he was preparing to fire again, say the so-called authorities.
And everyone knows the best way to prepare to shoot someone is to run away from them.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
And that's all that it ever takes for the police to justify killing somebody. Is all they have to do is say,
I was
afraid. Because officer safety is paramount, as we've learned with all the school shootings, where the cops won't even, you know, go in for over an hour and just allow a, you know, madman to slaughter children. Because officer safety is way more important.
It's so disgusting that they can just do whatever they want and most times get away with it.
Because,
you know, nobody's going to pay for this poor young man losing his life. Getting shot 60 times?
That's what they say
that
here.
That is extreme, excessive use of force. That doesn't even make sense why you would shoot at him that many times. It's like, it's almost like it's a game for them.
Yeah, it's sick.
Because if you were just trying to shoot somebody, you would maybe do it like...
You would
no
do the
more
minimum,
than, yeah, the minimum
of
amount of times that
to
you
stop a human being from attacking you.
Yeah, and
you
not do. Which doesn't even have to kill them.
Right. Akron police released video apparently of the pursuit and killing of Jalen Walker, who's 25 or was. The mayor called the shooting heartbreaking while pleading for peace and patience from the community. It was not yet clear how many shots were fired by the 8 officers who were involved in the shooting, but Walker sustained more than 60 wounds. An attorney for his family said he was on the ground while officers continued to fire.
What?
Demonstrators marched through the city and gathered in front of the Akron so-called Justice Center after the video was released. NAACP President Derek Johnson said in a statement that Walker's death was murder, point blank. Officers attempted to stop his car early Monday for unspecified traffic and equipment violations, but less than a minute into a pursuit, the sound of a shot was heard from the car, and a Transportation Department camera captured what appeared to be a muzzle flash coming from the vehicle. Akron Police Chief Steve Milet said that changed the nature of the case from a routine traffic stop to a public safety issue, he said. A few minutes later, the car slowed and Walker emerged from the still-moving vehicle wearing a ski mask and fled on foot.
I wonder if the video is publicly available because I don't understand who would shoot one shot, unload the gun, set it down, and then run away.
A handgun, a loaded magazine, and a wedding ring were found on the seat, and a casing consistent with the weapon was later found at the point where officers believed a shot came from the vehicle. This sounds like a setup.
And you know what? They could have so easily shot off the gun one time and then put all the stuff. You know, I don't believe any of that.
I don't either. After an unsuccessful attempt to use stun devices, the foot chase continued to a parking lot, at which point a crescendo of bullets can be heard. Milet said he has watched the video dozens of times, and Walker's actions are hard to distinguish, but a still photo seems to show him, quote, going down to his waist area, unquote, and another appears to show him turning toward an officer. He said a third picture captures a forward motion of his arm. This sounds like they have scant video evidence. If what they're saying is they're relying on simple freeze frames of, and again, this is according
to... If you're running, your arm is going to kind of move around your waist area.
Well, and especially if this, if what you just mentioned was the big evidence in their case, I mean, that's not very much at all.
Each officer, independent of each other, related they felt that Mr. Walker had turned and was motioning and moving into a firing position. Oh, well, so that the police would never, of course, come to an agreement about a story in advance, just generally, and they certainly wouldn't be given the opportunity to talk to one another after an incident occurred or anything like that. So the whole idea that the police were independently, they've just all come to the same conclusion. They didn't have a chance to have a little powwow or whatever after they shot this man to death.
And yeah,
they were the only people on the scene, you know. The cops are there for God knows how long until some independent person or news media arrives to cover the stories. They've got plenty of time to compare notes and compare stories.
Well, and they're the ones making the police report.
That's right.
So.
Anyway, Milet, this is again the police chief said, an officer firing at somebody has to, quote, be ready to explain why they did what they did. They need to be able to articulate what specific threats they were facing, and they need to be held to account. Well, that's just, you know, a load, because we know they're not going to be held to account. There's no liability for the police for killing this person. They will not be, you know, even if it's found that he was wrongfully shot to death, the officers themselves won't be held personally responsible for it. And they know enough. Because they've been through training, they know enough to simply claim they believed that they were in danger, that this person was a threat to them, even though he didn't have a gun. That's just, as long as they say the right things, they are completely venerated, they're completely justified in doing what they did.
It doesn't even make sense. Even if he had a gun, I wouldn't say that they're justified in shooting him 8 times each. Like, that's how many it would take for, 60 shots to go off. How could that possibly ever be justified? You want to turn him into, like, a pile of oatmeal because he owns a gun? In America, you can own guns.
Yeah, it's not even clear if this guy owned a gun or where this gun came from that happened to be in
the
front seat of his car.
You know, he did turn around, so that must have been very terrifying for them as they were chasing him.
You're not supposed to locate cops when they're shooting you.
More than 60 wounds were found on his body, but further investigation will be needed to determine exactly how many rounds the officers fired and how many times he was hit. If you want to, again, weigh in on this, the latest police shooting of what appears to be a man who committed no crime. The number is 603-283-6160. They were pulling him over ostensibly for driving-related stuff. Car violations. It's Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.